I'm Edgar, formerly here at Community Development. I volunteer for the Racial Justice Coalition and also the Red Line Salish Sea.
When we talk about benefiting our community, you know, it's making sure people can walk around freely without having to be harassed by police or by racists and whatnot. Safety in the ways that, yeah, we can go shop and not get stared at, and you know, that's the kind of safety. And when it comes to my mind, when we talk about community safety, however, I think that notion of like feeling protected has been co-opted by people like, say, the sheriff's department, the police department, the prosecutors, for their gains to build a new jail, using a lot of kind of like the rhetoric of social justice to make people feel like the jail is going to be the thing that keeps us all safe. You know, if you're building a huge jail, people are not going to want just an empty jail. There's going to be a plan put in place to make sure that those beds are full at all time. You know, at the end of the day, whoever benefits economically, that's the thing that we should be also looking into all these things. You know, the city council talks about the hook of how most of them said how they were going to be voting, why they're supporting the jail, is because they're going to be $30 million for services, quote unquote, but they're going to be provided in a jail setting. And we think about like community health and mental health, like, is it really healthy to go get the services you need in a jail? Like, what does that do to your psyche? You know, you're already criminalized and you're going to a criminal facility to get the services you need. In the long run, it's going to lead probably to even a bigger jail, you know, because once 480 people can fit in a jail, they're going to say, you know what, there's too much crime in here. Well, now we need a bigger jail. So now it starts building off that. So offering a jail as a solution, and portraying it as a benefit to the community, I don't buy it, especially when there's tremendous amount of money being thrown at it, when we know there's other parts in our community that are getting funding cut, youth programs and so on and so forth. You know, it's our money. So when the sheriff gets mad for us asking a couple of questions, you know, we have to remind him that he's the one that's working for us. Our money's on the line. We're paying him. We're paying for this jail if it passes.
My name is Jenga Subedar, and I work with the Whatcom Civil Rights Project, volunteer with C2C, and also the Racial Justice Coalition. And I like to talk about the jail tax that is going to be on the ballot in our community in November. I think it's a really important issue for everybody in our community because it will change the economy and I think the culture in our community, as well as increase incarceration and change the public safety, like decrease the public safety even more than what we see right now. So I think that's why it's an important issue that everybody needs to find out more information about if they don't have enough information, and really think hard about and honestly about how they should vote on that in November. The VERA report, in their preliminary report, and the Civil Rights Project has also been looking into data for 2 years, and our data and reports and information have shown that that people of color are most definitely disproportionately represented in our jail and has been forever. So we don't think that trend will change. It will just probably get worse. There's a headquartering of Homeland Security Services out there already, and it's close to land that empty land that was now bought by Homeland Security. And that land was originally owned by our county executive, Jack Laus. And he sold that I believe, over 4 times above the market value of that land. So he made some private profit from that land as well. So it's very disturbing and problematic, and we should really be suspicious about Homeland Security purchasing land next to the jail site. Because, and why that's significant is because, one, the numbers of the costs for running our mega jail out there do not add up by accountants and people that are very familiar with doing costs and cost analysis. And so the trend in many other communities for jails, the way they are run so they don't overrun their costs, so they can meet their costs, is by leasing out beds to big operations like Homeland Security. And we see now even more of that under the current administration, where they are leasing beds from county jails. That is a known practice and has been even encouraged by the government in Washington. It's very feasible to assume that that's how they would meet their costs out there, is that they would lease out beds to Homeland Security since they have land there, and expand that way. And the other reason why that's likely too is because there is of movement in the Tacoma area, where the present regional detention center for immigrants is located, and they may not. The city has imposed a ban on expansion for that facility, and may even look at revoking their business license. If that happens, Homeland Security needs to find another bigger site, and our community may just fit that bill. To be honest, all the studies that I've read correlate that there is no correlation between more policing and increased safety. Actually, a lot of that, many times it shows the inverse of that. And if we have a mega jail out there with a new, possibly expanded regional immigration prison, and I think prison is a better term than immigration detention center, that means there's going to be more police enforcement, law enforcement, ICE enforcement, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE is the acronym for that. And so it means more police presence, more militarized police enforcement. I mean, we are a border town, and a lot of there's already a lot of enforcement from Customs and Border Patrol and the immigration officials close to our border. But there will be even more of that if we have a new detention center out in the county where we live. And more police presence doesn't necessarily mean that there's more public safety. It's usually less. People are afraid of the police. They're looking for people. And they're not only out there trying, you know, walking around talking to people. They are out there generally targeting what they call crime. And many times there are crimes that are about it's about poverty, and it's about people that need mental health support, and maybe even just some support in housing. And to address those issues with militarized police enforcement or law enforcement makes us more unsafe. It means more of a mass incarceration community and culture that we're building here. It will be on the ballot, but speaking out and speaking publicly, it goes on the record, and I think that people's voices have a lot of power and have a lot of sway, because other people will hear you. Even if the politicians don't hear you, maybe your community members will hear you, and maybe our elected officials will be eventually swayed by, so if there is enough public pressure.
Well, my name is Rosalinda Guillen with Community to Community Development, and I just want to thank the folks at KMRE for this interview. Whatever number of beds will be in that jail, disproportionately, most of them will be filled by Native Americans, Mexicans, farm workers, and Black people. If you know, whatever communities of color are around, that's what's going to fill the bed. I think that C2C, or Community to Community, has been in this community as an organization for 14 years. It'll be 15 years next year. I can't believe it. But it's been really clear how the veneer of a progressive liberal city and county is believed and how it's maintained. So the issue of how will this mega jail hurt us? There's just no question that it will. And the local law enforcement, we've seen a progression over the years of the militarization of local law enforcement, grants to Homeland Security that have been funded, equipment either given to the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office or the Bellingham Police Departments, or you know, the most obvious one is that huge so-called communications van, this, you know, battle armor van with super sensitive hearing microphones and all that kind of stuff. Over the years we've seen how the Whatcom County Police Department and the Bellingham Police Department has slowly been militarized, not just in the equipment that they have, but in their behavior and in the way that they train their staff, the way they behave towards us. And it's been getting slowly worse and worse. It's less about community safety than it is about control. And while we're not there yet towards total control and fascism, it's building in that direction. And all we're saying as residents of the city and the county, as citizens, is we have questions, we have suggestions, and we don't agree with the direction that you're taking our justice system. From the ground to when you interact with citizens and residents, to the arrests and the detention and the jail and the court system and the sentencing, the whole thing, that we have serious concerns of the direction that this is going. And when you put that together with then what's happening with the federal government in Washington, D.C. and the Justice Department there, and the mandates that they're sending down, there is in our opinion, a looming danger to our ability as voters, as citizens of this country, to be able to expect real justice from our so-called justice system. It is common knowledge that when elected representatives say things like, "This is the best police department in the world. This police chief can do no wrong. We cannot consider an ordinance because we might offend the sheriff." That is fascist behavior. That is county council and city council members abdicating our right to dissent. And that is not why we elected them. We elected them to govern and to listen and to consider everything before making a decision. And yet we see consistently in these last few months the city council and the county council making a decision without any consideration to what the community needs, only what they think law enforcement needs. I understand that people need a chance to make it right. And this is what I would like to also say to the city council and the county council and the sheriff and the county executive and the mayor and whoever else has power is, back up. Pull back, sit down, talk to us. How can you make this right? This isn't about power. This is about making it right so that our community can feel safe. And the only thing that we can do is try to have these public conversations, because it has to be public. It can't be in a back room cutting a deal. That's not how we work. That is not how democracy is supposed to work. It's not how this country was founded. But that jail is going to be built right next door to Homeland Security. And we know that it's going to be difficult. Well, maybe not. Depends on how hard the county comes at us on filling those beds. But that it's a money-making machine, that jail. They have to have those beds filled, or otherwise why build it? And that's our big concern. It's right next to Homeland Security. Homeland Security, Jeff Sessions, and the the administrator, the person in charge of Homeland Security, had said over and over and over again, we want every single county in the nation to have a holding center, because we want to pick up quote-unquote illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens all across the country, and we need somewhere to put them. And they want the county jails. I mean, it's just like, this is the direction it's going. This is why we have a problem with this. It's going to be used to detain as many undocumented people in Whatcom County as they can and fill those beds. Many of you in Bellingham said that at the beginning of the year. You said that at the election. You said that on January 20th. Well, this is the work that goes with disagreeing with what happened at the last election. And this is the tough part. In your own community, with your own neighbors and your own family, disagreeing here in your own backyard about what our local leaders are doing. They're not perfect either. I understand that, but they can be better. And I have all the faith in the world that when pushed to the right space, they will do better, because they have to, if enough people join us in opposing or having the dialogue with them.